The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Well, they call me the fireman.
True or false for a pair of passes to Arizona State Parks? Text true or false, whether you think it's true or false, to 411923, and we'll pick a random right winner at the end of this programming segment. Good to any of the 35 Arizona State Parks. And if you were in Phoenix today, the closest one would be Lost Dutchman. That'd be a nice one to see this morning. I bet that sunrise coming over the Superstitions is going to be pretty. Rose Mofford, name known all over the country, is one of the first female governors, but she was not elected. If you think that's true, text true to 411923, or false, text false, and we'll pick a random right winner at the end of this programming segment.
Very good. Very good. We're here with two special guests, Chuck Montgomery and Mark Moorhead, from the Hall of Flame Museum, located at
6101 East Van Buren.
Just across the street, kind of sandwiched in between the ASU baseball park and the Phoenix Zoo.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Right there, just south of the zoo. Sometimes people get on the wrong side of Van Buren looking for it, but we're just south of Van Buren.
And if you're in the neighborhood just looking south, you've got a nice big banner on the side of the building.
Oh, we do.
And it's a respectable size building, 70,000 square feet. And we've had y'all here, and Mark and I have only talked about one piece of equipment so far. But before we go back to the equipment in the museum, you were talking on the break about a special event tomorrow.
Yes.
What have y'all got going tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow is the recognition at the Arizona Fallen Firefighter Memorial down at Wesley Boland Plaza. That'll be at 10 o'clock in the morning, and fire departments from all over the state will be represented and honoring the firefighters lost in Arizona over the decades. And it's a quite a respectful event, lots of bagpipes and ceremony, and anyone's welcome to come out and see it.
It is open to the public?
It is, and it's just adjacent to the Arizona Memorial, the USS Arizona. Okay. So you'll see it just to the north there, and it's a beautiful new structure that was been built and has the names inscribed.
That whole Wesley Boland Plaza over the last decade has just been completely... I mean, they knocked it out of the park.
Yes, they have. Yeah. It's beautiful. And yes.
Just walking through it and all the different monuments and memorials to firefighters, the Code Talkers, the Pearl Harbor, all the servicemen and women over the years. I mean, it's just, you got to take a day to just stroll and read the signs and stories about the Arizona heroes that, you know, have put everything out on the line for us.
Yes, and there's always ample, obviously on a Sunday, you have no activity in the Capitol or anything, so you have lots of parking available. And
go park in Ducey's spot.
It'll be all right. Right on.
That's the one day you might be able to get away with it.
Yes.
I don't know. He may be planning on being there.
Yes.
Well, we were talking about the things we could find in the museum. One of the things that surprised me the most, Romy, would you think... As a firefighter in the 1800s and early 1800s, that a bed wrench would be one of your most important tools?
Bed wrench.
Mark, why don't you explain that?
Sometimes also called a bed key.
A bed
but
key.
But it was just, thing we forget is that a lot of this firefighting in the early days, the later 1700s and into the 1800s, was before the era where you had insurance or safe deposit boxes or things like that. So for most people, everything you owned, which might not even be that much anyway, was in your house. And for the vast majority of people who weren't pretty wealthy, the most valuable thing in your house would be your bed. And so they would try to do salvage. Well, while the house is on fire, they'd get candlesticks and house money and stuff like that out of the bed, because you could be well-to-do, prosperous, even wealthy, and in a few hours' time, you could be literally homeless if you had a bad fire. And so you'd at least try to get some of your stuff out. Want to really, really emphasize, nobody should do this now. But for most people, the most valuable thing in their house was their bed. And so firefighters would often carry a tool called a bed wrench or a bed key, because the bed head often was actually bolted to the wall. And this would help you get it off of there and get the best. At least you'd have your bed if your house burned down. This eventually changed as insurance became much more common. But you know, again, nowadays the philosophy is the only thing, the absolutely only thing you get out of the house is yourself. Everything else can stay. But yes, that so we do. We have some of these early tools, and one of the really key ones, no pun intended, was the bed key or the bed wrench that was for taking big pieces of furniture that might be bolted to the wall off the wall. And yeah, they'd be, it was like moving day. They'd be carrying furniture and candlesticks and family heirlooms and anything that might have a little bit of value, either sentimental or financial. They'd be carrying it out of the house and piling it out somewhere where it was hopefully safe. And so it was, it was just a different time. When fire insurance became, got invented, a lot of times, and we have a big collection of these at the museum, at the Hall of Flame, they would have these fire marks, which were cast iron, and you'd put one on your house or even more so on your business because it was, first of all, it was kind of your policy. The house burns down, you go through the wreckage, you dust it off, here's my policy, where's my money? But it was also prestigious because fire insurance was really expensive because there was a real good chance they were going to have to pay a claim. And so if you had that on your house, it was like you were kind of doing pretty well, and even more so on your business. It was a sign your business was real solvent.
More with the Hall of Flame Museum right after this bottom of the hour news break. And the answer is true. Rose Mofford was the first female class president elected at Globe High School, the first woman elected to the Secretary of State, and it was this position that got her into the governor's office with the impeachment of Meacham.